This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin said Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure and a decision to freeze participation in a Black Sea grain export program were responses to a drone attack on Moscow's fleet in Crimea he blamed on Ukraine. Putin told a news conference on Monday Ukrainian drones had used the same marine corridors grain ships transited under the UN-brokered deal. Kyiv has not claimed responsibility for the attack and denies using the grain program's security corridor for military purposes. Meanwhile, on the 250th day of a war that has ground on since Russia's invasion of Ukraine since February 24th, Russian missiles rained down across the country. Ukrainian officials said energy infrastructure, including hydroelectric dams, was hit, knocking out power, heat, and water supplies. People have gathered near the site of the weekend's deadly crowd surge in Seoul to pay their respects to the more than 150 people who lost their lives in the country's worst disaster in years. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Citizens lay flowers and place drinks near the Itaewon metro station. Saturday's crowd surge was concentrated in a sloped, narrow alley close by. Witnesses and survivors recalled a hell-like chaos. Student Lee Jun Sung says he had come to pay his respects in the hope that people's consciousness has improved and to express condolences to the victims who must have felt wronged by the accident. President Yoon had on Sunday declared a one-week national mourning period and ordered flags at government buildings and public offices to fly at half staff. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Charges have been filed against the man who broke into U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home Friday, and police say his goal was to hold her hostage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Ghani reports.
Court papers say David DePapp found a sleeping Paul Pelosi in a bedroom before he beat the 82-year-old in the head with a hammer. The affidavit reveals DePapp told police he wanted to talk with Nancy Pelosi. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps. They say he explained she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, which would show other lawmakers there are consequences to actions. Nancy Pelosi was here in Washington at the time. DePapp now faces federal charges of attempted kidnapping of a U.S. official and retaliating against a federal official by injuring a family member. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With some help from Twitter's new owner, misinformation about the grievous attack on U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is surging online. Authorities say the suspect in the attack has told police he was targeting the House Speaker, and there's no reason to believe he knew her husband before he broke into their home Friday. Yet that hasn't stopped bizarre conspiracy theories from spreading. Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, amplified one conspiracy theory claiming Paul Pelosi knew his attacker. Musk later deleted his tweet. Prominent Republicans, including Donald Trump Jr. and Marjorie Taylor Greene, have also spread the unfounded claim. Britain's interior minister is defending the government's treatment of newly arrived migrants after critics blamed her for the quote-unquote wretched condition endured by thousands of people in an overcrowded center for asylum seekers. Hundreds of people who had crossed the English Channel in small boats have been moved to a former airfield in southeast Britain after another processing center was hit by gasoline bombs on Sunday. There already were 3,000 people at the facility, which is intended to hold about half the number. Somalia's health minister says the death toll from a pair of car bombings in the capital 2 days ago has reached 120 and could rise further because some people are still missing. The minister said Monday more than 320 others were wounded in Saturday's explosions at a busy junction in Mogadishu, and over 150 of them are still being treated at hospitals. It was Somalia's deadliest attack since a truck bombing at the same spot killed more than 500 people 5 years ago. The Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.